Back here on Giants.com, and it's time for your mailbag questions. Joined by Lance Menno, I am John Schmelk. He'll be answering your questions. Our first one from Allison in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Giants will be there earlier in the year on a Monday night. Lance, would you rather a player on your defense lead the NFL in sacks or interceptions?
Well, it's a good question, Allison. I'm going to go with interceptions. I'd rather take the football away, John, because that means that my offense is going to have more possessions. Now, that doesn't mean that winning the battle in the trenches is not important, but opportunistic teams can cover up also some inefficiencies on defense. We've seen that over the course of time in the National Football League. And even if you look at some of the recent leaders in interceptions, more often than not, that team's gone on to the playoffs.
See, here's the trick, and I thought your answer was correct. Then I thought about it. Sometimes, though, the interception leader only has 6 or 7 or 8 interceptions. The sack leader can have 17 to 19 sacks. So the question is, how much more valuable those 7 or 8 interceptions as compared to the 17, 18 sacks? I think it's close, to be honest with you, depending on how high the numbers go.
Well, I would agree with you. I just look at it as the fact that you could get a number of sacks. That doesn't mean you're going to stop the opposition.
Whereas
an interception, you know, slows down the opposition.
The takeaway is more valuable than the sack. No question about it. Next one, Aaron in Des Moines, Iowa. The Giants play both the AFC and NFC North this year. Which division is tougher?
Well, Aaron, I'm going to go with the AFC North. Think about the fact that the last two seasons, John, that division has had at least two teams make the playoffs. And also, look at the quarterback play in that division, John.
Yeah,
you're talking about Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco, and Andy Dalton. Yes, we're not necessarily going to include the Cleveland Browns in that mix, but I'll take 3 out of 4 versus with the NFC North. You do have some solid quarterback play, but I see a number of teams with some question marks. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have had trouble protecting the quarterback. The Vikings were second to last in passing yards per game last season. Teddy Bridgewater's still young. Bears haven't made the playoffs since 2010, and the Lions have been very up and down over the last few seasons.
Stafford, Cutler, Rodgers, and Bridgewater, though, not a bad combination. Both divisions will be very tough for the New York Football Giants. Those are your mailbag questions. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for joining us.